Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Welcome to the show. This program is, I believe, going to be a classic, the kind I put a link to in the library, the kind that you may well want to go to the archives and just forward the link to that archive to friends and family, because it's powerful and a bit shocking. So I think you'll find it very interesting. My guest has been on the show before, September 19th, 2020, actually. And we talked then about a book he had written that was censored by Amazon, as is happening with any alternative views on important topics, I'm afraid. And in this case, it was his book, 16 Fascinating COVID-19 and Spanish Flu Mysteries Solved. I guess you aren't allowed to solve it unless you're talking about vaccines. What we covered was pretty interesting, and he offered, because it wasn't printed on Amazon, a link to it. And I have it on the website. You can get the book for free. And it's not just a little work either. It's a 262-page blockbuster. I have a link to that in the archive of today's show. And that's easy to get to. It's hbnshow.com. And then from the menu, select Listen. You'll see Archives. And you go to the Archives and select today's date. And there you will find links to his other books, to his website, to a database that we'll talk about, and this free book as well. Well, Jeff Bowles is what I call a deep dive investigative journalist. He really goes into the science and looks at all of it. And why I think that's important is not because he has advanced degrees, but not in nutrition or actually in health science for that matter. But he's a bright guy, and he, like our friend Bill Sardi, is not bogged down with the dogma that was beaten into their heads. He can look at the science and use some common sense and look at enough of it to get a trend and find out what makes, you know, for good practice. And that, I think, is really important, because scientists that study one thing very long, they end up having to defend a theory and get more grants to keep proving that theory. They kind of have blinders on, and they can't look to the side to see if there's maybe an outlier study that would go against what they're saying. I'm really looking forward to talking to Mr. Bowles. He has a wealth of information that will save lives, I know. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. We will be right back in 2 minutes.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Wittekin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Welcome back. As promised, my guest is Jeff T. Bowles. And you have to put in the T if you want to go to his website, which is JeffTBowles.com. But as I noted in the beginning, if you go to the archive of today's show on HBNShow.com, you'll have a link to Jeff and to his books and to the free book that we talked about when you were on the show the last time. Well, Jeff, we got together because you had a wonderful book about mysteries surrounding the COVID-19 and Spanish flu that you had solved. I imagine a lot of our listeners took advantage of that, got the free book, and now the secret is blown, and if not then, it will be today on the show. But we need to save some lives, so be it. What put you on the trail initially? I mentioned that you had done a deep dive into the literature. You, in fact, had an article published in a prestigious journal with editorial board that included Nobel Prize winners. So you could have gone in any direction. What sent you in the direction of vitamin D?
Oh, that was, it first started off, I guess in my 30s, I started getting like cracking joints in my shoulders. And, you know, I thought it was just too much weightlifting, and I used to read this magazine from Life Extension Foundation, and they have put out a monthly magazine that's pretty good. I still read it, but I saw one little article in that magazine, and it said most people with arthritis or joint problems are vitamin D3 deficient. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting. So I'll just start taking some D3, Back then, all the medical community was saying, don't take more than 400, or that's the daily allowance recommended, and higher amounts are dangerous. But I was never one to take warnings like that too seriously. And so I said, you know what, I'll take 10 times more vitamin D than is the recommended allowance. And all of a sudden, like within a month, those cracking shoulders, they stopped cracking. And I just said, wow, that's great. And I thought that was the only benefit. That was a good enough benefit. So I just stayed on 4,000 a day and didn't think much more about it. I did that for about 10 years. What's interesting is in the 10 years that I took 4,000 units a day, I never got a single cold. And then my dad, who's a Stanford MD, he was always saying, oh, that's too much. You're going to kill yourself. And then that's what most doctors thought back then.
But too then many of them still do.
Oh God. Yeah. Some of them are still recommend like only 800 units a day. And, turns out, where the 400 units came from was, they basically tried to find the smallest amount that a child could take that would prevent rickets. You know, that's where the legs are bowed out. We used to call them bow legs. And that's where the 400 came from. And so then, well, I'll get into that history of the scandalous history of vitamin D in a bit. But I finally convinced him to start taking 2,000 units a day. So that was like pulling teeth because a lot of doctors don't believe in vitamins. My dad was one of those. And so he was taking 2,000 a day, for a while. And then he finally went in for a vitamin D blood test, where they finally tested his vitamin D, and it came back at 30 nanograms, right there on the borderline at the low end, because the normal reference range is 30 to 100. So if you're in between 30 to 100, they consider you normal. And below 30, they think you are deficient. And he came in at 30, and I said, oh, my God, we must have a genetic problem absorbing vitamin D or something. And so this was 10 years after I'd been taking 4,000 a day. So I said, I just decided, I'm going to take 20,000 a day and see what happens. So this was, instead of 10, this would be 40 times the daily recommended limit. So I started taking 20,000 a day, not knowing anything about it. And wow, within about 3 weeks or so, all of a sudden, as I was taking this higher dose, I started reading like all the abstracts in PubMed about vitamin D. There's thousands of them. And so little by little, I was learning one thing that doctors or the researchers call vitamin D. It's actually a hormone. It's not a vitamin. It's a hormone that controls 2,700 genes that mostly affect your immune system and your tissue remodeling system, and those are kind of one and the same. So, like, your immune system kills off, like, viruses and germs, but it also kills off, like, older cells, and so they get replaced with newer cells. So your tissue remodeling system and your immune system are intertwined. And so after about 3 weeks of taking this high-dose vitamin D3, my shoulders just started killing me. I'm like, because, like, where they used to crack, and then my hip, I had had a hip click for like 20 years. A lot of dancers and athletes get those because I played a lot of soccer, did a lot of kicking with my right leg. And a hip click's basically a calcium buildup on your hip joint. And when the tendon slips over, it goes click, click, and a lot of people get those. And I tried for years to get something, to get some kind of relief from that. It didn't really hurt that bad until I got older. And then, but the only thing they had for it was some kind of surgery, which was very sketchy. It didn't have great results, and there's no other way to get rid of it. So my hips started killing me after about a month of this high-dose D3 and my two shoulders. It almost felt like someone hit me with a sledgehammer, but I kept going because I had seen that one abstract that had mentioned it's the bone and joint remodeling hormone. And so I said, oh, maybe it's remodeling or something. So I just kept going, and the pain got worse and worse, and I was taking ibuprofen. And then I had to stop for a week or two, and then I went back on the high dose, you know, to get the pain down, and I went back on the D3, and then, wow, about after 2 months, the hip click completely disappeared. So it basically melted down whatever bone spur was there. And then finally, both my shoulders were like as good as new after about 2 months. And I basically figured out what happened was it had remodeled. It's basically like a doctor going in and breaking the old badly healed injuries and like resetting the bone. So that's going to be painful for some people that try a high-dose vitamin D3 experiment, but don't let that scare you. And so that really got me interested. And then other things happened over an 8 or 9 month period. I had a subcutaneous cyst on my face. It wasn't big, but it was just like a little pimple that would never pop or anything, just a little round ball. And you know, I went to doctors. They said, oh, we have to cut that out. One tried to aspirate it with a syringe, and that didn't work. I'm just sitting there after about 8 months of this high-dose D3. Oh, and I started, after the 3 months, I started going up to 50,000 a day. Then I was taking 75,000. Then I was taking 100,000 for just a short time. And then about 8 months into this, I'm just lying on my bed watching TV, and all of a sudden I just felt this oil running down my face. And this the subcutaneous cyst I'd had for more than 20 years, it popped on its own. I mean, it didn't even pop. It just kind of, it just went poof. The oil came out and it was gone. So I had like a whole bunch of things like that happening. And that's what led me to keep doing more research. And that's when I wrote the first book on vitamin D. And that was back about in 2010, I would say. And so, and then I can say now that it's been like 20 years since I've been on high-dose D3. And in the 20 years, I've only had one cold. And that was during a period when I wanted to wash the D3 out of my body. Just I didn't know if it was good to do that. And so I stopped taking D3 for a while, and I got a cold. But since then, so that's the only cold I've had in 20 years.
Well, and it's interesting to note, folks, if you didn't realize it, that colds are the coronavirus, a slightly different version. But if the immune system can ward that off, it's not too surprising that it can protect you from almost anything. Well, we'll come back and talk more about these, some would say, scary high doses of vitamin D and what other benefits it has. Stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily Aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Jeff T. Bowles is not only a best-selling author of several books, he is also a pretty brave guinea pig. Jeff, you said your dad was a doctor and freaked out that you were taking 4,000. Was he still around to really go bananas when he found out you were taking 50 to 100,000?
Oh, yeah, the comment he made when I'd never heard him use the term, but he said when I told him I was taking 20,000 a day, he said I was barking mad. I'd never heard that term before. Barking mad, I was going to kill myself in short order. So,
well, we will get to the side effects and the alleged side effects here shortly, but I want to tell people about a book that they should put in their library, read it and put it in their library, their lending library. I've got a link to it in the archive of today's show. It's called The Miraculous Cure for and Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. All I can say is it's a really good thing you're not selling vitamin D because they would really come after you.
Yeah, I think so. The FDA doesn't like health claims when you're selling a product, but luckily I don't sell anything. So,
well, you know, I'm not sure it's luck. It's wisdom. But
just information.
That is a really sweeping claim, cure for and prevention of all diseases. And how do you think that works? Is it because of the combination of those tissue remodeling on the immune and structure, including getting rid of the senescent cells? Bill Sardi has talked to us before about how when your body is starting to get clogged up with these cells that really aren't doing their job anymore, that's an aging factor. Is it the combination of those functions?
Well, actually, the book you just mentioned was the second book I wrote, and that was this last year. And that was after I'd been promoting and my first book, and I'm hearing back from over 1,000 people that did their own high-dose D3 experiments. So, and, you know, I've kind of coached a lot of people on how to do it. And I got just some amazing stories to tell you from these 1,000 different case studies, which I'll tell you a little bit. I'll tell you some in a bit. But the claim that I make that it cures and prevents all diseases, the caveat is it might be helpful, but I don't think it's going to stop the diseases of very old age. That's a whole different ball of wax. But it'll basically prevent or cure any diseases that normal people get up until they're like 70 or so. It cures and prevents all autoimmune diseases, including multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, asthma, psoriasis, acne. I've heard from all these people. After I published that book, the first book, someone from Brazil sent me an email because he wanted to translate it to Portuguese, which he did. And he told me about a guy named Dr. Coimbra. Have you heard of him yet?
No.
Oh, so he's this Brazilian doctor who a few years before I wrote my book, he'd been treating all these multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis patients with high-dose vitamin D3 and getting cures in like 95% of the cases. And his protocol, so if you just type in on Google, or don't use Google anymore. I use Bing. Google censors a lot of stuff. Type in Dr. Coimbra, C-O-I-M-B-R-A, protocol. He's got YouTube videos. You can see all sorts of stuff on the internet. And he has found that if he gives his patients 1,000 units of vitamin D3 per each kilogram of their body weight, and they take that every day. So someone who weighs like me or like 80 kilograms, if I was going to go on this, he would have me take 80,000 units a day, which sounds, you know, and these numbers sound scary, but what's interesting is Dr. Cannell of the Vitamin D Foundation did, that other guy. I forgot his name. He's the guy who discovered vitamin D, but he did a little test with people and had them sit out in the sun until their skin got slightly pink, and that pinkness lasted for 24 hours. He called that one erythemal dose. I mean, it's just kind of a made-up thing, but the pinkness is gone, goes away within 24 hours. So it's basically the equivalent of sunbathing for a half hour, and he determined that when someone sunbathes for a half hour up near the border of U.S. and Canada in the summer, your skin's going to make like 20,000 units of vitamin D3. So, you know, these numbers sound big, but they're not really. Coimbra has people take 1,000 units of D3 per kilogram of body weight, and he's found that it cures every autoimmune disease that he's applied it to. And he's got like before and after pictures of psoriasis. If you go to Facebook and type in Coimbra or D3 plus multiple sclerosis, there are, a ton of Facebook groups all over the world. And I added up the number of members, and there's more than 200,000 people who have actually cured their MS with this high-dose D3 protocol. So basically you can cure any autoimmune disease, so that knocks out a bunch of diseases. In my newer book,
according to some people, that's pretty much all of them.
Myasthenia gravis, lupus, you name it.
There are 100 of those.
Yeah, there's a huge list. And then, what's interesting is some of the more exciting cases that I've heard from. There's like a woman in Austria who was taking vitamin D3 to cure her endometriosis. And I think she was taking 30,000 a day or something. And she wrote back to me a few months later. She goes, "You're not going to believe it. Yeah, it's working for endometriosis, but my husband started taking it too. Just, you know, they're going to do it together." And she had not mentioned, but her husband had been blind in one eye for like 2 years due to some kind of, he'd earlier had some kind of infection on a sinus nerve a nerve that like went by his nose, but somehow interfered with his optic nerve. And the doctor said it was permanent. And she said he'd been taking like 30,000 a day for like 2 or 3 months. And he woke up one day and goes, "You're not going to believe it. I'm looking at you through my blind eye."
Wow.
So nature
is pretty amazing. We don't give it enough credit by any stretch.
Yeah. So the doctor said it was permanent. I got an email from a lady down in New Zealand, and she said her husband had a terminal form of Wegener's disease. That's where your body starts attacking the veins and arteries that go to your kidneys. And so you basically get kidney failure, and quite often it's fatal in 2 to 4 years. And she said she put him on 100,000 units of D3 a day. She wrote me back after a year or so and said, "Oh, you're not going to believe it. The doctors are calling him the miracle patient. He's got back 40% of his kidney function." So that was another interesting one. I mean, I got a long, long list of stories like that.
Well, you have a database, and I have put a link to that in the archives where you can put in the condition you're interested in, which is quite a service. And then it will bring up the case reports that you've got. I also put a link into the Dr. Calimbra. So, folks, please stay with us. My guest is Jeff T. Bowles. We're going to unpack more great information about vitamin D. Stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We are back with Jeff T. Bowles. Several interesting books. We're focused at the moment on the miraculous cure for and prevention of all diseases. And a key subtitle, What Doctors Never Learned. I want to talk about why people are so freaked out about doses over the bare minimums that are in the RDA. They never do go for optimum. It's always what is the minimum to prevent some clear deficiency disease that might be a problem in a third world country. They're never looking at the long-term effect because what they don't want to. I think you believe that it might have something to do with money.
Oh, absolutely. I love telling this little story. In the 1920s, they discovered vitamin D. Casimir Funk, he was the father of all their vitamins, mostly. And they called it the sunshine vitamin, but it was really a hormone. And they were putting it, you could make increase the vitamin D content of foods just by putting it under a sun lamp, a UV light. So they were shining UV light on milk, beer, they're putting it in everything. And back then people just thought, I'll take 25 milligrams a day. And people started taking that and nobody was getting sick anymore. And at the same time, Rockefeller had been trying to figure out a way to sell oil after electricity put his kerosene business out of business. And he had all this oil, didn't know what to do with it. And for a while, he gave all this money to the medical schools, but the caveat was they had to quit teaching, you know, the old folk medicine and teach his kind of medicine, which was going to promote drugs that he could make from oil. And that's how the modern medicine got started. And then and they were building all these hospitals in the 1920s. We had way more hospital beds per person than we do now or at any other time in history. They were planning on making all this money, taking health care out of the house and putting them in the hospitals. And all of a sudden, the hospitals were empty because everyone was taking 25 milligrams or, you know, up to 25. And so what did modern medicine had to do something about this. They were going to go bankrupt. And so they all got together and they renamed 25 milligrams, became 1 million international units. And then that's when they started saying, don't take more than 400 international units a day because it's dangerous. And they were only referring to some experiments where they gave super high doses of vitamin D to, you know, horses or dogs, and it caused calcification. They got too much calcium in their blood, and it caused calcification problems, hypercalcemia. And so they used that, you know, those crazy experiments to justify ratcheting down the dose of vitamin D, like way down to almost a negligible level, like it was almost irrelevant. And the hospitals filled up again. And then they've been hostile to vitamin D ever since. They, after they outlawed high-dose vitamin D3, or normal dose, I'd say, then people started using these sun lamps as medical devices, and they would shine UV light on themselves, get a tan, and that would boost their D3, and that actually worked. And over time, the modern medicine labeled those quack medical devices. You can now buy them on eBay, and they're still known as quack medical devices. So that was another way that they reduced the population's D3 levels to keep the money rolling in. And then the latest scam is sunscreen in the 1980s. That's when we all had to wear sunscreen or get skin cancer and die. And since the 1980s, there's been a huge explosion in all sorts of diseases. We all know about obesity and autism, but asthma, MS, cancers, you name it, everything's been skyrocketing. And it all started since we all started using sunscreen and avoiding the sun. And the odd thing is, with all else being equal, if you use sunscreen, you're more likely to die of skin cancer than if you don't. Because sunscreen only protects you from the two skin cancers that are basically not dangerous. That's squamous cell and basal cell carcinoma. And the one that sunscreen doesn't help protect against is melanoma. And actually, people who are deficient in vitamin D and get less sun are more likely to get melanoma. And that's the one that kills you. And it usually shows up on the places where the sun doesn't shine, like the bottoms of your feet or on your palms of your hand. And so the sunscreen is just a big scam, but it does reduce the population's vitamin D levels dramatically, and that's perfect for big pharma and modern medicine.
I remember that Dr. John Cannell, you mentioned, of the Vitamin D Council. I don't think that's operating anymore, but he was an expert in vitamin D, and I remember clearly him saying that if you if you get the sun, you're more likely to get a skin cancer. If you don't get the sun, you're more likely to die of a skin cancer. And I think that's what he was talking about, the melanoma versus the
common. You might get a little skin cancer that the doctor has to burn off when you're older, but it'll protect you from all those other diseases that are going up like crazy. So you might get a little skin cancer someday, but, you know, you'll avoid the MS, the childhood cancers, asthma, obesity, you name it.
And yeah. Arthritis, depression, brain shrinkage.
The whole list. So that's quite a devil's trade-off. It's not a very good trade-off. I would never use sunscreen. But
and there are a lot of chemicals in it, too.
So these doctors have been brainwashed into thinking, oh, any amount of D3 over, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 is going to give you hypercalcemia. And the symptoms of that is just basically you have too much calcium in your blood and you're nauseous, you lose weight rapidly. In bad cases, it damages the kidneys, and then you got to go in the emergency room and get an IV, and then after about 2 or 3 months, you're fine.
Isn't it the case that most of the cases of overdose are from doctor-prescribed vitamin D, where they give them the active form rather than the D3 that we would take, or some ridiculous manufacturing error?
Oh, yeah, that happens. It's vitamin D is not dangerous. It's just the doctors that don't know how to use it correctly are dangerous. And in fact, of the 1,000 people I've heard from, there's only been 2 cases of hypercalcemia, and they were both idiots. I can tell you about them later.
Yeah, we also want to talk about the relationship to magnesium and vitamin K2 when we come back with Jeff Bowles. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us. Just a bunch more to come. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Nut allergy now affects 2 American children in every classroom of 30. Health investigator Bill Sardi discovered the cause: lack of 3 nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, and fiber with bran. To prevent these deficiencies, Bill Sardi formulated a superior children's multivitamin called First in Class. It's the first of its kind. This 2-a-day multivitamin is great for every child, allergic or not, and it costs just 26 cents a day. Buy 3 bottles and get 1 free. That's an 8-month supply at a cost of just 20 cents a day. First in Class includes all the lettered vitamins, important trace minerals, and even lutein for the eyes. Kids' gummy vitamins simply do not provide growing children what their bodies need. Buy First in Class multivitamin for kids from LifespanNutrition.com. LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. Again, 800-247-5731. Make your kids first in their class.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest, Jeff T. Bowles, has written extensively on vitamin D. He has on his website a database that you can contribute to. You can research issues that you're interested in, and has just kind of knocked our socks off today with some statistics that are and connections that are amazing. I want to bring up one that was in the news when President Trump tested positive for COVID-19 and was put in the hospital, along with a couple of drugs. The early reports mentioned, and then they shut up about it, never mentioned it again, that he was taking high-dose vitamin D and zinc. When he got out very promptly, in a couple of days, he said he feels, his quote was, feels the best he has in 20 years. I brought that up with you, and you had an idea why that was.
Oh, right. Yeah, they gave him that cocktail of six things. One was antibodies. The other was remdesivir that slows viral replication. Then they gave him melatonin and zinc, and that's used to regenerate your thymus, which helps you make killer T cells. But that takes a long time. And then they gave him at the end some dexamethasone, which is basically a steroid just to prevent any inflammation. And they mentioned, oh, we gave him some vitamin D. And then I was waiting to find out how much it was. I never heard the dose anywhere until finally one day I was watching Fox News and one doctor came on and just I only saw it once. He goes, oh, I have personal knowledge. He was taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every other day. And I said, bingo, that's what fixed him up. So it turns out, if you look in my database of 1,000 case studies of self-reported vitamin D3 experiments that Marty's been talking about, paste everybody's self-reports to me. I put them all in there in a database, and then you can search for your whatever health issue you're interested in. And it pretty much covers most of them. And one thing you'll see that everyone who starts taking high-dose D3, they all say, I've got more energy than I've ever had in, like, you know, the last 20 years or 30 years. That's just what Trump was saying. And so I have a feeling, I've got other evidence that it's probably the D3. The antibodies might have helped, but I think the D3 is what really shut down the virus. It turns out we've got two immune systems. The first one is your killer T cells. They're made by your thymus. Those are CD8 cells, and when they're working properly, if they detect a virus-infected cell, they will kill it within 1.5 hours. And but once it interacts with an infected cell, it pops up a vitamin D receptor or receptors, and it needs that vitamin D to properly have its 500 genes that are working on the problem work properly. But when your D3 levels are high, that your killer T cells are just going to kill everything, like, boom. I mean, that's probably, well, if you look in the database, you'll see everyone that takes vitamin D high dose, they say, oh, I haven't had a cold in 5 years. Everyone's been sick around me. And if your killer T cells aren't working, then your body goes to the next immune system. It's your B cells that are made by your bone marrow, or you could also call it the backup immune system. Your thymus sends out a CD4 cell with the virus imprint on it, and that goes down into your bone marrow. And then you start making antibodies, but that takes like 5 to 30 days. So that's when you get sick, and then you got to wait till you make the antibodies to get better. That's when you're so that's your backup system. And then if that's not work, oh, and then B cells have vitamin D receptors also. And if you're really low in D, then that system's not working, and then you might end up dead. So it turns out all the people dying of COVID-19 are the people that are the lowest in vitamin D. And then one doctor noticed there's been no hospital admissions to his hospital, like 400 patients. None of them had a vitamin D level over 40. So that keeps you out of the hospital. And then there was a great study in Spain recently where they gave two groups. It was randomized and controlled by scientists. They gave two groups hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and then they gave one group vitamin D3 high dose. It's like 100,000 up front and then like 50,000 every other day. I think that's where the doctor got the, for Trump, got the idea for 50,000 every other day. I would give 50,000 every day. But what happened was, of the 50 people getting, they were admitted to the hospital for COVID, they started getting this D3. Out of the 50, only one ended up in the intensive care unit, and there were no deaths. Now, there's the 26 control patients who did not get the high-dose D3. Half of them, 13 of them, ended up in the ICU, and there were two people that died, and that was out of 26. So it turns out the high-dose D3 cut ICU admissions by 96%, which is amazing. So if anyone gets COVID-19, you really should just start popping 50,000 a day until it goes away.
That's always what I did if I thought I was coming down with a cold, something like that. 82% of those hospitalized have been found to, with COVID-19, have been found to be low in vitamin D. So there's definitely a there. And we still need to talk a little bit about the other nutrients that are involved. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittaker. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, that was very educational, exciting, and interesting. We've been talking with Jeff Bowles, the author of The Miraculous Cure for Prevention of All Diseases, What Doctors Never Learned. And we've focused on vitamin D. And Jeff, I think people have been told, at least on this show, get tested so you'll know whether or not you are getting enough vitamin D. And when they get the reports back, which they often have to ask for, it shows a normal range of 30 to 100. I don't think you think that's enough.
Yeah, actually, that's called the reference range. And those reference ranges, they calculate those just by looking at the normal population. You know, like here in the United States, they would just say, well, 95% of the people are between 30 to 100, or I don't know what the percentage is, but, and then they'll say, so that's normal and that's healthy. But the bottom line is, those ranges are of a population that is basically, by definition, we are vitamin D3 deficient, because we're up here in the north, and we all came out of Africa at one point. We all had darker skin. Our ancestors did. And when we move up north, north of the Tropic of Cancer, which is cuts through like Key West, Florida, but you get north of that, and the sun, strength of the sun goes down and your D3 levels drop. So the whole population becomes deficient. And then over time, the darker-skinned individuals who make less vitamin D with their skin, they die off faster than the lighter-skinned individuals. And over a period of time, the population becomes whiter and whiter. And I guess if you stop any dark-skinned immigration into North America for maybe in 10,000 years, we'd all be very white. That's how evolution works. So if you really want to get your... It turns out, like, if you basically sat in the sun every day for a half hour when it's in the summer and sunbathed, you'd make about 20,000 units of vitamin D3 in your skin. And I found after I took 20,000 a day, I weigh 190 pounds. I took 20,000 a day, and that boosted my blood levels up to 125 nanograms per milliliter. And that's when all my problems started remodeling and healing themselves. And then another doctor in Germany, he tested on himself, and he discovered with him and his patients that you really don't get this remodeling effect until you get your blood levels up over 125 to 150. Well, so that's relatively safe.
Jeff, and as far as that testing goes, they test the average person, and the average person in this country is sick. We want you to come back next week. So much more to talk about. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.